Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with recovering politician Thaddeus McCotter, writing in American Greatness, but also observing the most recent conversation we're told between Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, and President Biden. The conversation turned on finding ways to, in some fashion, de-escalate the tension between the U.S. and the Chinese predator state. I think there were agreements about fentanyl, which comes into this country via Mexico, thanks to the Chinese gangs that it's impossible to believe operate independently of the Chinese Communist Party. And they also, I think, made an agreement about the generals calling each other now and again. I don't remember. There were some other, what are they called, confidence-building steps. Thaddeus, what do you make of Joe Biden's presentation, especially that late-at-night press conference he held in which a reporter asked him, do you still believe that President Xi Jinping is a dictator? And he said, yes, he's a dictator, and that's what you have with a Communist Party government. What do you make of President Biden actually telling us the truth? Was that a positive?
Well, it depends on how much of the truth you expect him to give you. I would have expected him to say, yes, Xi Jinping's a dictator, but his check cleared to my brother or to my son or his associates' checks cleared to our family. Now, that would be the truth, too. Unfortunately, the press that propagated the Russiagate lie that Donald Trump was a bought-and-paid-for asset of the Kremlin seemed to have no interest into looking into the business dealings of Mr. Biden and his family, both with the Chinese communist government or with the Ukrainian oligarchs that he's dealt with in the past, at Burisma and so forth. And so I thought it was a profoundly depressing encounter between Xi Jinping and Joe Biden, because Xi Jinping clearly knew was in on the joke. And unfortunately, the American press was complicit in abetting the lie that Mr. Biden is not compromised. And he truly is. So if you were writing a book about the history about the decline of the United States as a world power, which I'm not subscribing to myself, but you would have an instance where a president of the United States and his family received money from a dictator of a rising power, went to a summit with them, and the media said not a peep.
The puzzle about the president's health is that the poll numbers continue to reflect doubts by the Democrats. Doubts by the young vote, which is heavily Democratic. Doubts by women that the president is healthy enough to get through a second term. The puzzle is, do you listen to that when you're in public office? I've always been educated to believe that politicians like polls every morning. They steer themselves on the basis of their poll numbers. Is the president independent of those poll numbers? Is the presidency something very different than polling?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying. Generally, those relate to issues. And if you believe you're right on an issue and you believe that in time it will prevail before you have to run for re-election, especially, you're going to stand your ground. We're talking about his actual capacity to govern and lead not only the United States, but lead the free world. And he's also the one who has control of the nuclear the button. Come on. So when you're talking about that, John, we're not talking about an issue. We're talking about an ability of an individual to actually execute the powers entrusted and delegated to him by the electorate. That's a major distinction, and that's a major problem for Mr. Biden. It's not so much a problem for the Democratic Party, because I think they're already preparing for Mr. Biden to exit the stage and bring somebody new on. And it'll probably happen right about the time the Republicans are locked into Donald Trump, when they believe that they can do it and do it with minimal amount of concern. And if you think about the stories that we're seeing about Mr. Biden, especially related to the issue you brought up, to his capacity to govern and perform the job, you're seeing that these are being relatively timed. It's almost like a death of a thousand cuts, and they're preparing the Democratic electorate for someone to take his place without any type of pushback at all. In fact, I think they will embrace whoever the next nominee is because he's not Mr. Biden.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Recovering Politician. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here.